1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:28, we're pleased to have with us Emporia Public Library Director Robin Newell. Got some things to talk about here with the Emporia Public Library.
Robin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Right. How are you?
It's a great Monday morning.
Boy, it's a wonderful Monday morning in the weather department. And you've got a lot of things cooking here at the Emporia Public Library. We're starting to get into the fall and winter schedule. But before that, you were really pleased about a new grant that was announced here about a week and a half ago.
Absolutely. You know, we do our very best to apply for any possible grants that the library might be available to receive. And we were really pleased to receive the grant from Humanities Kansas for the $12,000. So writing a grant is kind of like doing a scratch-off sometimes. Yes. Because you never know if you're going to get it or not. And we had asked for a little bit more than that, but we're totally pleased with the amount that we did receive. We know that grant process, that they thought they'd have between 60 and 90, and they ended up with 160 people asking for those grants. So we feel like whatever we did get was very much appreciated, and we were lucky to receive that that money.
You're right, and you bring up grant writing, and grant writing is very important, and there is an art, and there's work to that, isn't there, Robin?
There is. There's work to the grants, and there's also work to the relationships with those individuals that we've made through the years with Humanities Kansas. They know what kind of work we do here in Emporia. They know what kind of work we do here in the library, and they're very supportive of our processes here. And again, this is COVID. This is COVID-based money. This is money that came in to help us provide better services post-COVID. And again, this helps with our outreach. This money specifically goes to paying for our outreach, our library on the go, and that type of thing. So, which we knew during COVID that we really needed to increase our presence out there in the communities, because people just weren't able to come into the library. So we're really excited to have the funds. Really thankful to Humanities Kansas for making those funds possible. And we're just ready to go forward and do better, do more work. That's the second grant that we've received for our library on the go. The first grant we received was to pay for $25,000. That was to finish the library on the go vehicle so that we could carry more materials in a more efficient manner. So we are feeling really good about our program now and really good about our grant writing, actually.
Yeah, sure.
So that extra money helps. And not that our city and county funders aren't wonderful. They do a wonderful job about providing for our library here in this community. I can't say enough good things about the city of Emporia and Lyon County as far as the funding that they give to us. But those little extras help. So.
Understood. Now, Tammy, how are things operating right now? What's your COVID protocols that are taking place right now here inside the library as we continue now pretty much getting into the mid-fall time period?
We're full-blown open. We are still following the Lyon County Public Health Order, which is masks are strongly recommended, 6 feet social distance, wash your hands, use our hand sanitizer, which we have all over the library. We are still having our story times instead of in our story time room, which for our community is very small. So we've moved our story times to the large meeting room, and we're doing all of our meetings in the large meeting room to help with social distancing, because we do know that the virus is still here. We're still in a pandemic, and we want to be really respectful to those people who have concerns about the social distancing.
And talking with Robin Newell, Executive Director, Emporia Public Library. The Emporia Public Library recently receiving a Humanities Kansas grant in the amount of just over $12,000. And Robin, you mentioned Library on the Go. And for people that how does the Library on the Go work? And what is housed in the Library on the Go?
So a Library on the Go is basically our library vehicle that we purchased 2 years ago, right before COVID hit. And it visits the Emporia Farmers Market. It goes to the Opie Farmers Market. It's at Flint Hills Mall. We were at the Great American Market. We will be at, and I'll mess this up, Dia de los Muertos Family Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. We'll be in the parade. We'll be at that festival on October 30th. We'll be, we've been at Hispanic Heritage Month. So we're just getting out into the community. You're able to get a library card. We have a small collection that we bring out of the vehicle. So if you want to check books out, you can check books out. You can use our free Wi-Fi. And Alex is there. Alex is our Alex Mozakowski is our outreach specialist, and he is there to answer any questions you might have about the library, about the programs that we offer here.
Outstanding. So that is a really neat service that you're providing here. And as mentioned here, you mentioned a lot of the different things where you're at right now. What is your schedule looking like as far as community activities here to close out the rest of the year?
Oh, my gosh. Spooky Science is coming up October 26th, and we're working with the National Science Teaching Association and the Hispanic American Leadership Organization at Emporia State University. We're going to have about 12 centers here in the library for kids to come in and do Spooky Science. We have Mad Science Hour, which is tomorrow for grades kindergarten through 5 from 4:30 to 5:30 here at the library. And, again, that'll be just cool hands-on science activities, so a lot of STEM stuff happening right now. But we'll also have trick-or-treat at the library on October 30th and 31st from 1 to 5. Come on in. You know, we'd love to see your costumes, and we'll have treats available for you there.
Boy, that's a good schedule for October. Are you still looking? And I know this is down the road a little bit, and we're going to have Dee Schwinn talking about the Friends of the Library.
Oh, yeah.
November book sale coming up here shortly, but looking ahead to December, are we still looking at maybe having breakfast with Santa Claus coming up?
This is what we're going to be doing this year. Let me mention, I did not mention the genealogy workshop that we're actually putting on with Lyon County History Center on October 23rd.
Okay.
Looking forward to December, what we are going to have is we are going to have muffins with the missus this year. We're still not comfortable with having, if you've ever been to Breakfast with Santa, you know it's wall-to-wall-to-wall people. And so we will be having breakfast, or we will be having muffins with the missus every day at 10 o'clock, December 6th through the 10th, and then on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And Mrs. Santa Claus will be here, and she will be reading stories and singing songs, and then we'll be providing treats for all the children.
Sounds like a fun time to be had. Well, Robin, are we missing anything before we close things down here this morning?
Again, Dee will be there to talk about the book sale, which will start on November 6th and go through the November 10th. It's their second book sale, but let me tell you what, they have just as many books as they had at the last. They're getting books by the truckloads. They got a load last week of 30 boxes, so they will have the books, and I'll let Dee talk about that. But it's just an exciting time. You know, people are coming back in the library. We're seeing our regulars come back. We're seeing people that because of Library on the Go might not have had a library card before. So we're seeing a lot of people we haven't seen before. So we're just excited to be here, and please come and see us.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Robin Newell, Executive Director, Emporia Public Library, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Chuck?
All right. Don't forget that here over the next 20 minutes, we've got a couple more interviews to come.